This is the tale of Gina Giraffe, who learned how to change her lazy ways after she got caught short during the rainy season. Listen. Meet Gina, the lazy giraffe. She's lazy, too lazy by half. She gets on her knees, nibbling tops of the trees. And she loves it when she takes a bath. She gathers her food, meal by meal. From mangoes to old plantain peel. She grazes alone while she talks on the phone. It's never that big of a deal. I'm taller by half. I'm Gina Giraffe, and I think that I'm keeping it real. The animals down on the ground. They gather food all the year round. So when it runs out, they do not run about. And there's always some snack to be found. They dine out on peanuts and stew, baia, red, and bangku, and piping hot yams, and pineapple jams, and sometimes a sandwich or two.
We toil for our food, we don't want to be rude, but hey Gina, you need to work too.
Then one day, it started to plop. The raindrops, they started to drop. And try as she might, Gina G got a fright. And her long legs all started to flop. And after the wind came the rain that washed out poor Gina. Oh, shame. The guys on the ground were at home, safe and sound, as they dined on their stored sugar cane.
You need to work harder to gather your ladder. Excuses are simply just lame.
Then Gina said, "Guys, you are right. I'll do anything for a bite. If you'll show me how, to your terms I will bow." And she bent her neck from her great height. The animals gave her a rake, saying,
"Gina, we'll give you a break. You rake all these fruits and we'll gather some roots, and we'll all bake a pineapple cake.
So Gina then started to learn. A living she just had to earn. She got to her feet to get something to eat and do all of her friends a good turn. Now Gina, she's learned to be clever. Whenever it's rain or dry weather, there's so much to go round, from the air and the ground. They'll all share in plenty forever.
We all have to slog, and we all do our job, and we work so much better together.
If you enjoyed this episode, ask your grown-up to find more stories, songs, lullabies, and tales of Africa here on Solid Gold Storytime. You've been listening to another Solid Gold podcast.